Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Nagaland Police, in collaboration with the Nagaland State Commission for Protection of Child Rights, NSCPCR, yesterday organized a one-day sensitization program on child rights and protection at the PHQ Kohima. Chairman of NSCPCR, Alun Hang Singh, emphasized the importance of police in safeguarding children and creating a secure environment. He noted that the presence of the police offers a sense of security and acts as an important pillar in shaping the future of society. Director General of Police Rupin Sharma appreciated the Commission's efforts, noting that awareness is vital as many children remain unaware of their rights. He stressed that educating communities is key to preventing crimes like abuse, neglect and trafficking. Member NSCPCR Akumla Longchari spoke on the POCSO Act, underscoring the need for sensitive handling of cases and timely justice. The government has said that the retail prices of tomatoes have spiked across the country due to temporary localized factors rather than any fundamental demand-supply imbalance or production shortfall. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry said that in Delhi, the tomato prices soared to 73 rupees per kilogram due to heavy rainfall in the northern and northwestern regions of the country since the last week of July. It added that this weather-related disruption caused prices to spike to as high as 85 rupees per kg by the end of July. At present, the All India average retail price of tomatoes is 52 rupees per kg, which is still lower than 54 rupees per kg last year. Raksha Bandhan, the festival of special bond between brothers and sisters, is being celebrated across the country today. We have a report.
Raksha Bandhan honors the unbreakable and precious bond between siblings. It is a Hindu festival celebrated annually by brothers and sisters everywhere, where the sister ties a rakhi on her brother's wrists, and in return, the brother promises to protect and support their sisters and present them gifts. Every year, Raksha Bandhan is celebrated in the Shravana or Savan month during the full moon or Purnima day. Asunyu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
President Draupadi Murmu has greeted citizens on the occasion of Raksha Bandhan. In a message, the president urged people to pledge to build a prosperous country where every woman feels safe and can actively contribute to the development of the nation. The third Jhum Fair, organized by the Chechamepfa Metsha Krotho, was held yesterday at Chechama alongside the inauguration of a new marketing shed. In his address, Special Officer to the Chief Minister of Nagaland, Nivali Rio, highlighted that agriculture remains the backbone of Nagaland, engaging over 70% of the population mainly through jhum and terrace cultivation. He said the state government continues to invest in agriculture through various schemes and funding support. Mr. Rio emphasized the value of natural and traditional farming, adding that it not only sustains the environment but also reflects Nagaland's cultural heritage. To this, he urged the parents and elders to integrate agricultural education into school activities to build awareness and appreciation from a young age. Mr. Rio reiterated that agriculture will remain central to Nagaland's economy and called for collective responsibility from all stakeholders to uplift the farming community and ensure long-term sustainability. A week-long training on direct trainer skills, DTS, conducted by the Administrative Training Institute, ATI Kohima, concluded for 12 officers from 7 state government departments. The training aimed to enhance basic instructional skills of trainers, covering key areas such as instructional design, communication, facilitation, and assessment techniques. Speaking at the closing session, ATI Director General V. Shashank Shekhar encouraged participants to apply their learning to enhance government service delivery across sectors. The DTS training is part of the Trainers Development Program, sponsored by the Department of Personnel and Training, Government of India. And the fifth edition of the Inter-Department Badminton Tournament commenced yesterday at the Nagaland Legislative Assembly Stadium in Kohima, with 61 teams from various government departments participating. Gracing the inaugural function, Joint Mission Director of Samagra Shiksha Nagaland and President of the Directorate of School Education Club, Dr. Kevizake Rio, encouraged the participants to stay active by engaging in healthy sports. He also urged departmental officers to cultivate better coordination and teamwork to optimize human resources in serving the public. President of the Interdepartmental Badminton Club, Vipul Hulongu, officially declared the tournament open. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.